So you're living through a script. And when a script is put out, you also get the propaganda that come out immediately. It's just like they do at the United Nations and the World Bank. And they always show you these wonderful, smiling, healthy people in little places in Africa. These are all massive publicity things. And they give them the clothing and just for the photo ops and scrub them up and so on to make them look happy and healthy and so on, to do with some kind of loan or other. But the money is never going to get to those people. It's not intended that it does. Money is used for control. Control. And all you have to do is have the people in the running those countries and the government bought off to get control and to implement the policies for this strange system called socialism. That's all you have to do. So I've got off tangent here, of course, because sometimes you have to just let your mind wander a bit, because there's much more to all this system than meets the eye. There really is. And I've often thought about the people who get involved in these mass movements, and like at the top of them. And you definitely get cabals of different peoples, and you can trace them and who they are and all the rest of it. And often you'll find, I think this is part of the problem, often you'll find people who've lost all form of faith in anything outside of the humanities, as they call it, and science. That takes over. They look for intellect, man's intellect, to create solutions and to create the reasons for things being the way they are. And I think that's part of the problem, because if you want to go along the scientific process that Marxism grabbed a hold of too, and all the other isms grab a hold of, you'll find that it always fails and you have horrible disasters. Horrible disasters. Because the one thing they can't take into account, because they want to see us all as numbers and units and little beings with little drives, like sexual drives and mating drives and things like that. This is how they classify us, you see. They actually strip you of any kind of sacredness of humanity. Really, that's what they do. And I think that's why it makes it much easier for them to kill us in different ways, through deliberate poisoning or sterilizations of all kinds, and or even giving you polio vaccines that had the Simian 40 viruses in them that causes cancer, things like that. It's all admitted to. It's no conspiracy theory. And of course, it happens to fall in line with the agenda. People becoming more sterile, blah, 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 you know. That's accidental. I mean, it wasn't planned that way, even though we kind of like it, you know. It will always go that way. It's horrific. It is horrific. And they want to put brain chips in you and train you like cyborgs, basically. Little chips. Part human and part this and part that. But anything they give you into your human part is simply for total control. And if you lose the reality, there is such a thing of tangible evil in the world. And it's not a belief, I've experienced it. When you experience something, you don't need a belief. You know it. That's the difference. It's kind of like if you've watched any debates between people, scientists, say, and anybody who really, really believes in religion. Most folk really don't. They claim that it's more like a formality with them for a social club or belonging or whatever. A remnant of how it used to be, as opposed to really truly believing. There are some, of course, but I think they're dwindling. But if you ever look at those old debates that they keep putting on there, they're really designed to make you lose any faith at all. Then you have to realize that it's a pointless argument. It's pointless. Because belief is different from knowing. And no matter how much you argue with someone, because they'll claim that they've seen a ghost, for instance. You can argue till the cows come home. The fact is that person knows they've seen a ghost, as far as they're concerned. It's no matter of believing it. But when I look at the mass slaughters that's been done by governmental forces across the planet for such a long, long period of time, and it's still going on, I have to accept the fact that there's incredible evil. And that's the only word for it, evil at work. The humanists will say, well, no, it's just man's nature, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Well, if it's man's nature, we better all just give up then, isn't it? Isn't that the way it would have to be? This is horrific. The plans are, the mass abortions, that I say, and a deliberate plan to destroy your family through socialism and all the rest of it. They're quite blatant in all their books for the last 100 years about it. And then they claim there's not enough of you. Total war has been waged upon the public, and they're completely unaware of it because it's always heavily disguised by professional motor mouths. Are you going to believe your lying eyes? Are you going to believe your lying thoughts for yourself? Or listen to the professionals. Well, this is why this happened, this is why that happened, and blah, blah, blah. But I always think of when basically the genocide was happening in Rwanda, for instance. And there were clips coming out of there with this, it was like an army. Have you ever seen the old movies, that horror movies of ants going along the roads in, say, Latin America, different parts, down in heavy, heavy jungle areas, when they used to go on rampages and eat everything in their path? That's what it was like. You would hear them eating the leaves. But in Rwanda, all you heard was the swishing of machetes as they slaughtered folk for days and days. What overtook the perpetrators? What was in these people at the time? Think about it. We better study that. We better think about it. And don't leave it to the professionals, because we've been told what's in them when that happens. And yeah, evil definitely works. Definitely works. Absolutely. And we haven't evolved into some new kind of better creature because we have cell phones and laptops, etc. We don't. It's not true at all. If anything, the techniques have been developed by using all these devices to keep you completely distracted while any slaughtering, true slaughtering, is going on. And the techniques are so perfected today, you won't even recognize it's actually happening. You're easier fooled.